producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALII. Well, some of us have kitty cats, some of us have puppy dogs, and we dog owners versus our cat owners seem to try to outprove each other on or outdo each other on who is less neurotic. Well, I guess a study has come out saying dog owners are less neurotic than cat owners. Now, what about people like me that own dogs and cats? Because I am about to go crazy. Anyway, they say, according to this study from CNET.com, people take their dogs out for a walk, and they seem to, when they go out for the walk, they seem to see people out there with their dog, and they're like, you know, well, my dog's bigger than yours, you know, and then every now and then you got a cat owner. And you're like, well, do cat owners take their cat to the park? I do. I let my cat go to the park without a leash. I let him walk around and sniff, and then I go, okay, mommy says time to come in, and then he comes in. He's such a good little boy, right? Okay. But usually the cat owners, they sit there in the park without an animal. And they watch your animal. That's how you tell a cat owner. See, I think cat people that like cats and people that have cats, I think they're very sly. And I'm a cat owner, okay? I have a cat. But I think we're very sly and very strategic, and we watch others. And so I have no problem sitting out there in a park watching you guys and your dogs. Now, mind you, I have a dog. You know, but the dog, if he doesn't want to go outside, I don't make him go outside. You know, he's got the hip dysplasia thing, and he's not pain. He just doesn't really want to run anymore, and, you know, he has trouble licking himself and cleaning himself, and, you know, he likes to do that in private. So, you know, we let him do his business in private, and then when he wants to run around outside, we let him run around outside. But we cat owners watch you guys with the dogs, and we watch, and we calculate, and we kind of laugh at you sometimes, even though, again, I'm a dog owner, okay? But I laugh at my husband. What we've done, because it's very difficult to be a cat and dog owner, is we separate it. My husband is the dog owner, and I'm the cat owner. We really separate it like that, because he's like, I don't want people thinking I own cats. You know, I don't want them to think I'm a cat person. All right, fine, even though he loves the kitty cats. And me, I just don't want to clean up the dog poop. So when the dog takes a poop in the house, Corey has to go and deal with it. Corey has to feed the dog. When it's time to share your steak, I don't want to share any bit of my steak. I mean, I'll give little pieces to the cat because one of my cats will sit there and eat the steak pieces. But Corey has to be the one to whop a whole half of his steak off to give to the dog. So Corey's the dog owner, and I'm again, I watch and I calculate. And I sit there and I go, you know, look at all the stuff you have to deal with. Oh, the dog just took another poop on the grass. You got to stop and clean it. You know, and you see people all kind of grumpy, and then the dogs kind of, you know, and you see them want to go back in, or they want to check their smartphone. And so I don't know. I mean, I think we cat owners have it a heck of a lot easier. But the latest research, okay, scientists have been examining the psychology, okay, behind, you know, people and their pets and why they choose the pets to begin with. And the latest research was presented at the Society for Personality and Social Psychology Convention in San Diego. And they say pet owners are obviously more satisfied in life than non-pet owners, but dog owners were higher in well-being, more conscientious, less neurotic, and marginally more extroverted and agreeable than cat owners. The author goes, I fear eyes will be scratched out over this one. That's cute. The author writes, the research was performed by Catherine Jacobs Bow at Manhattan College in New York. She offered an online questionnaire equally divided by sex and age between 19 and 68. And I guess, you know, maybe the dog owners, one, they get to go outside. You know, two, dogs show love back. Okay, I've told you guys about my cats. Okay, you know, they're more, what can you do for me? You know, I mean, you know, every once in a while, one of the cats will go and start licking my finger, which is nice, and then all of a sudden she starts to bite the finger because she wants to play with it. You know, where is the love? Shaky Boo, you guys all know Shaky Boo, right? He is brutal to me. He is meaner to me than my worst boyfriend in college. Just uses me and doesn't appreciate me, and he'll show me some sort of affection, but only when he wants to eat. Once I feed him, he's like, woman, leave me alone. He's so, you know, and my kids are starting to act like that too. You know, mom, like, oh, you love your mama? You want to be around your mama? No, where's food? Well, the food's there. Thanks, mom. And then you don't see them the rest of the day. That's exactly what the cats do. So maybe you do start to get neurotic. Maybe you sit there and you feel like you are just being used and used and used. That you just sit there talking for hours like I do on the radio about my cats. And this is exactly why researchers think dog owners are less neurotic. Okay? Apparently there was a study from the University of California, Berkeley. They found that cat people were more anxious, while dog people generally more outgoing. She says that her research reports that dog owners were happier than cat owners also, which could be partially explained by personality, emotion, regulation style, and need for satisfaction. I'm miserable. I am so miserable. You know, my husband gets licks and hugs from the dog, and what do I get from the cats? Mean stares like they want me to die. I mean, am I the only one that feels... Tom, you have a cat, right? Two cats. Oh, see, Tom's not even probably conscious anymore. That's what the cats do. No, when you leave in the morning, do your cats look at you? See? Do your cats look at you like they want you dead?
We have one hello kitty. We have one goodbye kitty. Artemis says hello whenever we walk in, and Bruno sees us out. And Bruno is kind of like, you'll be back, but I don't want you back.
Okay, but they don't look at you like they're you know, planning your death.
They do that while I'm home. They don't do that when I'm leaving.
Okay.
That's more of the, you better food me or else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is why cat owners are more neurotic. I guess the study's right. All right, thanks, Tom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, wow. Okay. This is an interesting email. And, okay. I don't want to read the whole thing, but basically in a nutshell, Jeanette writes, how do you fire someone? I was recently hired as a manager, and my first order of business is to fire a staff member who is, quote, too stupid to work here. This is what I was told. I have to fire her because she is, quote, too stupid. So she goes to say, you know, she wants to be a manager, and, you know, this is, but, you know, firing, I guess, is part of her job description. This is not what she has a strong background in. So how do you fire somebody who is, quote-unquote, too stupid to work here. Okay, well, obviously you don't want to use that that terminology. And I've talked to you guys about hiring and firing, etc. I don't really get a lot of you asking me how to turn around and fire somebody. I don't really think I'm the best at that either. That is a very frustrating part of even my job. You know, I mean, I have patients' lives at stake. So if I think any of my staff people are putting my patients' lives at stake, I have got to step in and put a barrier between them and my patients. So if I have somebody who's not drawing up medicines correctly, or if I have somebody who's not organizing the lab results or calling the patients when their lab results are abnormal or mixing up urine samples, etc., the way I fire them is immediate. I mean, it is concise and it is done and it is fast. I loved the idea in a more business setting where you give somebody 2 weeks notice. But, I mean, we've had staff people like that one who stole the flu shots and was pretending to be Dr. Dahlia and giving flu shots to people, right? Charging them, giving them flu shots in another part of town. And she didn't steal enough syringes, which I think is very odd. So the number of syringes she didn't steal versus the number of shots made me think that, unfortunately, she was reusing needles. All right, you have anybody... Oh, that, we contacted the police. That was... In fact, she actually was already arrested for something else before we even contacted the police. And then when we told the police, they're like, we're just going to add this to this. Because they were looking for her, and she was already within in custody. So, when you fire somebody, all right, we'll quickly talk about it, because I know it's not fun. It's not, you have to first look at the immediate need, okay? If it's somebody who could steal from your company, if it's somebody who could put more patients at risk, if it's somebody that could do more damage, you need to let them go immediately, okay? I mean, just out of the building immediately. And unfortunately, you see that with a lot of people in media. Before they could go on air, a lot of times people in media, they find out they're out right after their show, you know, and it's a scary thing for a lot of people in radio, especially because you get called into the boss's office and it's like, wait a second, the boss never wants to talk to me. And then, you know, yeah, so it's, and it's a shame because I love the idea of 2 weeks notice, et cetera, but depending on where they work. So if you do work in a situation where you are allowed to, offer that 2 weeks, et cetera, you could kind of use that as a buffer and say, we're transitioning you out to another job. Even though you're not going to be working here, you have a couple weeks, get yourself situated and I've had some people where I had to fire them. I don't like to hear people use that term like you have here, too stupid to work here. But I have had people where they, like I said, I thought their lack of competency was going to be harmful, but they were very nice. They had good personalities. They had, when I fire person, I like to kind of be proactive. I like to be, what's the word for it when you get, it's a really easy word and I can't believe I'm having a brain toot right now. Constructive. I like to be very constructive. Okay. So when it's not somebody who put a person at risk or stole or really messed up big time, and I get to very quietly and calmly let them go. I mean, I know it's kind of, trust me, when we had somebody who unplugged the refrigerator and all the vaccines warmed up, and then they just tried to cover it up by plugging it back in. Okay, so now you have things that were unfortunately unrefrigerated, and then, that was years ago. You're out. I mean, the fact that you lied about it, okay, it's one thing to unplug a something and own up to it, but to try to cover it up and push patients at risk, you are out of here. Get out. I mean, I was so mad. And again, I mean, I'm not the best boss in the world. It just, oh my gosh. Oh, Oh, now, luckily you could tell that it was before anything was given out to patients, but, you know, you saw the sogginess and stuff, but you're like, come on, people. But, you know, so I like to be constructive. So what if it is somebody who, you know, they really are a lousy nurse? I mean, they don't get the blood pressures right. They don't, you know, think, they don't, you know, think about, you know, putting the allergies. They put no allergies when the person's actually allergic to penicillin, et cetera. Before I rip them a new one, I'm already letting them go. What I'll do is I'll say, look, okay, we got compliments on you about the following. You were really friendly. The patients liked you. You listened to them. You were great. You know, it's just there's a lot of things technically that have to be done right. And, you know, when you don't put the right allergy, when you don't update the medication list, when your blood pressure is off by 20 points, it just doesn't fit with a medical office where patients are coming in and they, you know, need to know what their blood pressure is accurately. So I would suggest if you do work in the medical field, maybe look at more front desk. You know, this way you don't have to, you know, struggle with this or get yourself more trained. I've had some people where I said, go get more training. You will have a job here, but go back and get more training. And we will hold a job for you. And we have hired people. And that's another thing. Well, you tell them to go back and get trained. Unfortunately, or get more experience. You know, but it's frustrating. Be concise and be prepared. Okay? Don't put it off. Don't, you know, delay it. Well, you know, we need to talk to you later today. It's not good news. So make sure, and, you know, whatever we talk about, don't worry, we still like you. Just if you're going to do it, okay? And, you know, don't apologize. I do that all the time. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's something we do because we want to lower the blow and we want to show empathy. But sometimes you're being more direct and say, look, this isn't the place for you. That's not a bad thing, okay? All right, this didn't work out, but maybe what's good about this is your strengths are X, Y, and Z, and maybe that's the type of profession you should look for. All right, that's much better than going, we have to fire you. I am so sorry. You know, I mean, I know that sounds nicer, but that's not really, you know, doing anything, you know? Some people are going to want to know why, you know, and be direct. Now, I understand there could be some liability. Okay? You know, what did I do wrong? And, you know, if it was the one thing, I had to call the police on you because you were possibly reusing needles in another part of the city after you stole our flu shots. Okay? Be direct, tell them. But if it's just not working out. Okay? And I mean, you know, you could say that. It's not a good fit. It's not working out. And there could be a variety of reasons. You know, maybe the person really just doesn't get it. You know, and how do you help somebody that you think is quote unquote, like Jeanette has, quote unquote, too stupid? Okay? You don't tell people they're stupid. You know, whatever. But you suggest to them more training. You suggest to them what they need to work on. You know, or just say, you know, this just didn't work out. It's hard. It's really frustrating, you know? Make sure you have documentation. If the employee was underperforming, you make sure you document that. Have documentation there. Make sure that you have their, you know, in some states, depending on when you fire them, you know, you need to have their paycheck within, you know, a day or 2 days, et cetera. Make sure they get paid on time. And, you know, it's not easy. It's so not easy. Well, hang in there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we're still trying to figure out why autism is on the rise. And one study is linking obesity and diabetes in combination with why some children may have autism. The children in the study were born to women who were obese before becoming pregnant, they were nearly twice as likely to be diagnosed with autism by age 6, compared with those children born to mothers whose weight was normal before they got pregnant. And then they looked at babies born to women who had developed diabetes at some point before they got pregnant, were more likely than twice as likely to be diagnosed with autism by age 6 compared to children born to women who didn't have diabetes. The children born to women with both obesity and diabetes showed, however, the highest risk. These kids were nearly 4 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism by age 6 compared with those children born to women who had neither obesity nor diabetes. So, the study looks at how autism, okay, can start before birth in utero. And that's this is the study. And they looked at rates of autism and their intellectual disabilities in about 2,700 children. They looked at the pre-pregnancy weights of the children's moms and examined whether the woman had developed diabetes during or before the pregnancy. And then they gathered all the data. 102 of these 2,700 children were diagnosed with autism. 137 were diagnosed with intellectual disabilities during the 6-year follow-up period. The researchers found that the children born to women who had both the obesity and diabetes had the highest risk. So, what is going on here? Okay, does it have to do with the insulin? Does it have to do with the sugar? Does it have to do with the mom's immune system? They say both obesity and diabetes promotes inflammation. So maybe there's fetal brain inflammation that could be going on. And they've been talking about how fetal brain inflammation could be implicated in the cause of autism. Then they were also talking about folate. You know, we've talked about how pregnant women need to be on prenatal vitamins that have folic acid or folate. And they say there's emergent evidence that folate supplementation is a protective factor for autism. Research has shown that obesity may disrupt the uptake of folate. So if a woman is obese, maybe she can't properly use folate. That could contribute to autism. Now remember, folate or folic acid is a type of vitamin B, okay, that the body needs. Not like the B12 shots, but it's a different vitamin B. So, and one theory I have are women with fibroids. You know, I've talked to women who have children who are autistic, and I go, did you have a fibroid? You know, in the extra muscular protrusion of muscular body within your uterus while the baby was growing around it. And most of the women who have had autistic children in my patient practice said, yeah, they had a fibroid. So I wonder if maybe there's something there. Maybe there's something mechanical that could be going on pressing against the baby when this is happening. But, and there's been debate. Do we have more cases of autism, or is it just autism is being diagnosed quicker? I think both cases are happening. I think we are having an increased rise in autism, and I think we are diagnosing it quicker, which is why the numbers seem to be so exponential. And we also are discovering that some of these kids who seem to be quote-unquote off years ago, and many of us grew up remembering that there were just, a couple kids, and, they were bullied a lot, and they were picked on, and, they might have looked a little different and acted a little different. Some of these kids now, in this day and age, are being absorbed really well socially, or they're being assessed to have Asperger's. So there's, and Asperger's is on the autism spectrum. So when you start to add in multiple Asperger children to the autism spectrum numbers, now it seems like we have more numbers. So I think both things are happening, okay? And we aren't sure why, all right? We aren't sure why. You have parents that go, look, I remember when there was a change. There was, my kid was communicative. My kid was funny. He was socially apt. And then such and such happened, either after a vaccine or after, they moved and lived with their father or after that. You hear all these stories and you're like, what's the best way to study this? Okay? Having nieces and nephews in my family with autism, we really believe there's a genetic link. But the mom was also obese. The mom had fibroids. The mom had, maybe pre-diabetes. So you when you kind of look at everything, you're like, well, what is it? And it's very frustrating for moms to be, as we as we, you know, we want to make sure that we are, you know, giving offspring that have the best chance out there. You know, I mean, well, you know, when I was pregnant, they wanted to do the Down syndrome test. I'm like, don't bother. I'm going to have my baby anyway. So whether the child has Down syndrome or not, I don't need to know. Don't, I'm not going to change anything. I'm having this baby no matter what. And they were like, yeah, but we need to be prepared. If it is a Down syndrome child or a child that has other issues, we need to be, you know, prepared when the baby comes out, which is, I mean, now that I'm not pregnant, it sounds like that was a stupid thing for me to say, being pregnant. But when you're pregnant, you don't really, you know, when I was pregnant, you know, I wasn't, you know, thinking scientifically and medically like that. Of course, you know, you want to know the baby you're having. You want to know, you want to make sure you have, you know, if you need a heart doctor on standby, et cetera, you know, that kind of thing. If there's going to be complications, of course. But when I was pregnant, it was all about, I love this baby no matter what. And so you, you know, sometimes thank God you have doctors that aren't pregnant taking care of you going, we're going to make this decision. I'm like, okay, good. Whew, thank you. So it's, I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. You know, I don't know where we are with our research now. I mean, obviously, you know, keeping weight down and preventing diabetes is an issue. And maybe it's some of the foods we're eating that's causing the obesity. Maybe artificial sweeteners are bad. You know, maybe it is the cell phones that we have resting on our stomachs. Maybe, I don't know, just autism was on the rise before the whole cell phone thing. So I don't think I want to, blame those. But, you know, maybe it's a conglomerate of things and a multitude of factors that could be causing it. And, you know, we as moms, and this is our animalistic instinct, we want to make sure that our young, that our offspring will live and be able to, you know, prosper without us. You know, when we leave the animal kingdom, we want to know that our kids can survive. And, you know, a big concern my parents of autistic children have is, what if my kid outlives me? Who's going to take care of my kid? You know, those with severe autism. It is a big concern. And it's, you know, and so we, you know, we love our children and we, you know, any of them with intellectual disabilities or any sort of physical, disabilities, we're, you know, going to have them no matter what. But, you know, what do we have in place for people to take, you know, to take care of them? You know, what happens when the child outlives the parents? Who's taking care of the child? And if there's no aunts or uncles around or cousins, you know, what happens? So. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a study that is trying to give C-section babies, moms, the germs that they missed. Okay? So researchers are giving babies born by C-section a dose of germs that they would have gotten from the mom's vaginal birth canal, but they didn't go through the birth canal, so they didn't get exposed to those germs. They were in a more sterile setting. So, basically, normal vaginal birth is baby's first massive exposure to bacteria, according to Fox News. Babies born by C-sections miss out on those bugs. So researchers reported that they are going to try to give babies moms microbes by swabbing those infants with their mother's fluid in that area within 2 minutes of birth. And they're going to see how babies do eventually from getting those microbiomes. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah. One of you had asked me over the weekend about transgender athletes competing in the Olympics and how I felt about that. I really haven't been following what's been happening with the Olympics because, you know, every time I see an article on Brazil, we're, you know, watching what's going on with Zika, you know, and so, when I prep for my show, it's more of the medical, you know, issues, but, you know, I did kind of read up, so I guess transgender athletes are going to be allowed to compete in the Olympics. And the medical officials for the International Olympic Committee told the Associated Press on Sunday that they changed the policy to adapt to current scientific, social, and legal attitudes on transgender issues. The guidelines are designed as recommendations, not rules or regulations, they said, for international sport federations that the bodies are going to follow and apply to this year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. They say, I don't think many federations have rules on defining eligibility of transgender individuals. They should give them the confidence and stimulus to put these rules in place. So under the previous IOC guidelines, these were approved back in 2003, athletes who transition from male to female or vice versa were required to have reassignment surgery, followed by at least 2 years of hormone therapy in order to be eligible. Now, they're not going to make a transgender have surgery. With female-to-male transgender athletes eligible to take part in men's competitions without restriction, but if you're a male-to-female transgender, you are going to have to demonstrate that your testosterone level has been below a certain cutoff point for at least 1 year prior to their competition. They say it is necessary to ensure, insofar as possible, that trans athletes are not excluded, this is a quote, from the opportunity to participate in sporting competition, the IOC said in a document posted on its website. The overriding sporting objective is and remains the guarantee of fair competition. To require surgical anatomical changes as a precondition to participation is not necessary to preserve fair competition and may be inconsistent with developing legislation and notions of human rights. You have many people who are transgender that really do not want to go through sex assignment surgery. Now, of course, there's questions on, well, what if there's somebody faking it? Now, one of the reasons why I think the surgical rule was, you know, there was to ensure, look, you know, are you, you know, trying to just get in under the cutoff so that you could perform as a male and the female, you know, and then win and then get, it's very lucrative to win the Olympics. And so, you know, somebody going through the actual surgery, that means they're really, really serious. But, you know, is that outdated? I mean, we have people that are serious about, you know, identity, and, you know, they don't necessarily want to have to go under the knife. You know, so I agree. I think it's cruel to force somebody to go in under the knife, but I don't know how they are going to prevent against people faking, okay? The testosterone level has to be under a certain level. There are many people out there with low testosterone levels. And would somebody with low testosterone take advantage of this? And it's a shame. I mean, hopefully this doesn't happen. But what I'm worried about is one idiot trying to take advantage of the system and then ruining it for the other transgenders. But you wonder. I mean, we still don't have a good grip on how to handle bathrooms and how to handle sport, locker rooms and locker rooms in general. And, you know, when you have a transgender that identifies it, you know, look, I've had many friends who are transgender, and I'm very, very comfortable changing in front of them. It's no big deal, and in fact, I'm probably the reason why they, you know, don't, you know, want to have sex with women, because, you know, they see me naked, and that's just what happens, and I'm actually proud of myself. I allowed them to, you know, find who they really were based on what they saw with me. But there's a lot of people out there that are uncomfortable with that. You know, and they want privacy. There's many people uncomfortable changing in front of other women, which might be maybe the answer, okay? You know, for decades or centuries, all right, women change here, men change here, and you change in front of other women, and men change in front of other men. I don't really like to change in front of anybody. So I would personally, if I was in the locker room, like to have privacy. And wasn't there an issue where somebody was suing because there was a screen for the transgender to change behind, the transgender individual to change behind, and they thought the screen was discriminatory? And even though the screen was put there for their privacy, they sued because they thought it was discriminatory because they couldn't just change out in front of everybody else. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe what we need to do is offer screens for everybody. This way, whether it's male, female locker room, transgender in a male or transgender in a female locker room, everybody's happy because they have their own screen. They're not that expensive. It's better than these lawsuits going back and forth or these, discrimination issues. So they say here, and I apologize, I'm having a pop-up with no X. They say here, if you change sex, you will have to have a hormone level below 10 for 12 months. That does not mean a one-year guarantee. You don't go below 10 from day one. It takes some time. It may take years. The IOC document cited the case of hyperandrogenism, where you have high levels of testosterone in female athletes. Indian sprinter Duti Chand was suspended by the IOA, by the International Association of Athletes Federations in 2014 due to hyperandrogenism and missed the Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games. But the Court of Arbitration for Sport suspended the rule last year, saying that they failed to prove that women with naturally high levels of testosterone had a competitive edge. You know, and that's another question. Is the testosterone what's giving people their athletic edge? Okay, the more testosterone you have, possibly the increase in oxygenation, the increase in musculature, less body fat, but not always. I've seen people get testosterone shots and they really don't improve themselves muscularly or they don't improve themselves athletically. You know, I think there's a lot, you know, to the, you know, when you look at males and females and their physique and compete in terms of amount of muscle and body mass and their build, I don't think there's a lot of things you could hormonally correct. I mean, to make a woman built like a man, there's a lot that has to be done. I don't think there's a way to actually turn a woman into a man. Now, mind you, there are many women out there without transgender therapies being done that outrun men and outlift, etc. But, you know, when you put a male and female together, and we did, and we'll review this again later this month, the physical differences, you know, there are some things that you probably could not replicate in a medicinal setting. So I'm not sure how this would work, having a transgender male identifying himself as a female competing with women. And I guess we'll know once the first transgender wins. And because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of, attention if there is somebody who was not born female beating a female in the female Olympics. So I don't know. It's interesting to watch. We'll see. And so, but again, it's my big concern is does somebody want this bad that they will go through the hormone therapy to be able to compete? And once you have somebody trying to lie, it ruins it for everybody else who's innocent. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot more to talk about, so stay tuned and don't go away. Keep your questions coming and email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health.
Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.